All right, everybody, welcome in. Ready to get lost?
Haha, always.
Today's deep dive, we're tackling Lost Ark. This online game, it's got people buzzing, and we're going to figure out why.
That's good to me.
We've been digging through, well, a mountain of info on this one. Articles, forums, you name it. And it all points to one thing. Lost Ark is not your typical MMO.
Definitely not. Even for someone like me, and I've played my fair share of these games, Lost Ark just... it's different.
That's what we're here to uncover. What makes it tick? What makes players stick around? And for our listeners who maybe haven't jumped into the MMO world yet.
Oh, they're in for a treat.
This deep dive, it's going to give you a peek behind the curtain of how these games are designed, the worlds they build, the communities they foster. It's fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. Lost Ark is like a perfect example of that.
So let's start with the basics. What kind of game are we dealing with here?
At its core, it's an action RPG. You're looking down on the world, isometric viewpoint, like that classic Diablo style. But where it gets really interesting is the combat.
Oh yeah, I've seen some gameplay footage. The action is intense.
It's all about those flashy skills, combos, really mastering your character. And that's where Lost Ark sets itself apart, with the sheer variety of classes and customization.
Okay, so break it down for us. What kind of classes are we talking?
Well, you've got your warriors, your mages, your ranged specialists. But each of those branches out even further.
Yeah.
Take the warrior, for example. You could go the berserker route, all about raw power and huge damage. Or maybe you're drawn to the gunlancer.
Gunlancer, that name sounds interesting.
Right. They can be the super tanky, shield-wielding beast, soaking up damage, protecting their allies. Or they can swap to the battlemaster specialization. More agile, focused on these intricate combos, like a martial arts master with a gun.
Wait, so the same class can have totally different play styles?
Exactly. It's like two classes in one. And that's just one example. Every class has these specializations, so you can really find a style that clicks with you.
That's wild. But it gets even crazier, right? There's this whole tripod system I keep hearing about.
Ah, yes, the tripods. This is where the customization goes even deeper. Imagine you've got a basic fireball spell, right? Standard MMO stuff. But with the tripod system, you can modify that spell.
Okay. How so?
Say you want it to be more tactical. You could tweak it to become a homing projectile, chases down enemies. Or maybe you want area denial, so you make it explode on impact, leaving this burning field.
So it's not just about picking skills, it's about shaping them.
Precisely. You're not stuck with whatever the developers decided. You're crafting your own version of each skill, and that impacts how you play the entire game.
That level of control, that's got to be a huge draw for players.
Oh, absolutely. It keeps things fresh, you know? You're constantly experimenting, tweaking your build. But even beyond the combat itself, Lost Ark has something for everyone, whether you prefer to play with others or go solo.
Right, let's dive into that. We've got PDE, player versus environment, and PvP, player versus player. What can players expect in each?
So on the PvE side, you've got your dungeons, raids, all that good stuff. Imagine teaming up with friends or even strangers to tackle these massive challenges. Coordinating your attacks, figuring out boss mechanics, it's a real test of teamwork.
And those raids, from what I've heard, they can get pretty intense.
Oh yeah, the endgame raids, those are for the hardcore players. You need a tight-knit group, solid strategy, and a whole lot of skill to conquer them. But the rewards, they're worth it.
I bet. Now, what about the PvP side of things? What does Lost Ark offer for the more competitive players?
Well, PvP is where you really get to see the tripod system shine. You're facing off against other players, so anticipating their moves, countering their builds, it becomes crucial. You've got your arena battles, smaller scale, more focused on individual skill.
So like a duel to the death.
Exactly. But then you also have open world PvP, larger scale skirmishes, even guild wars. And of course, there are ranking systems, leaderboards, for those who want to climb the ranks and prove they're the best.
It's a whole other layer of depth to the game. So we've got customizable combat, tons of PvE and PvP content. It sounds like even after you finish the main story, there's still a ton to do.
Oh, the end game in Lost Ark, that's where it truly opens up. You're not just chasing the credits, you're constantly pushing your limits. New raids, new PvP challenges, events, and updates. It keeps the community engaged. Always something to strive for.
You mentioned community. From what I've seen, the Lost Ark community is pretty active and passionate.
It's one of the things that makes the game special. You've got guilds, groups forming to tackle those challenging raids, trading networks for crafting materials. People are constantly helping each other out, sharing tips and strategies. It's a real sense of community.
That's awesome to hear. But hold on, we've talked a lot about fighting demons and saving the world. What about the other side of Lost Ark? this whole crafting and exploration aspect.
Yes. Beyond the battlefield, Lost Ark has this incredibly rich world to explore. Different continents, each with its own unique ecosystem, secrets to uncover. You can travel on foot, sure, but there are mounts to collect, ships to captain. It's a vast world waiting to be discovered.
Ships. All right, now you're speaking my language. Tell me more about this exploration.
So imagine setting sail, charting unknown waters, discovering hidden islands with rare resources, and then you take those resources and use them to craft powerful gear, upgrade your stronghold.
Wait, stronghold, what's that?
Oh, that's one of the coolest features in Lost Ark. You get your own personal island. You can customize it, build workshops, gardens, training grounds. It becomes your own little slice of paradise, your base of operations.
A personal island, that's incredible. But how much time does all this take? Is it even worth the effort?
It depends on your playstyle. Some players really dive deep into the crafting and exploration, spending hours perfecting their stronghold, becoming master craftsmen. Others just dabble in it, enjoying a change of pace from the action-packed combat. It's all up to you.
So much freedom, so many choices. I'm starting to see why people get hooked on Lost Ark. But let's not forget this story. What's the overall narrative that ties all this together?
Well, the world of Arkesia, it's in peril. Demonic forces are threatening to engulf everything, and it's up to the players to find the Lost Arks, these ancient artifacts with immense power. It's a classic good versus evil story, but with a lot of twists and turns along the way.
Sounds epic. But let's be real for a second. Lost Ark is a free-to-play game. How does that model work in practice?
That's a good question. Lost Ark uses a free-to-play model with optional in-game purchases. You can play through the entire main story, experience most of the content without spending a dime. But there are options to purchase cosmetic items, convenience features, things like that.
So it's not pay to win.
Well, that's a debate that comes up a lot in the community. Some players argue that certain purchases give an advantage, while others say it's all cosmetic or just speeds things up a bit. It really depends on your perspective and how you choose to play.
That's fair. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Action-packed combat, deep customization, vast exploration, a compelling story. It's clear that Lost Ark offers an experience that goes way beyond just clicking buttons and grinding levels.
Absolutely. It's a world with a rich history, engaging characters, and a community that truly brings it to life.
And for our listeners who maybe haven't experienced an MMO like this before, hopefully this deep dive has given you a glimpse into what makes these games so captivating.
Hopefully. There's really nothing quite like stepping into a world like Arkesia, forging your own path, and becoming part of something bigger than yourself.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. But before we go, a final thought for everyone to consider. With so much freedom and depth in Lost Ark, does the path a player chooses actually reflect something about them? Does their preferred class, their playstyle, their approach to the game reveal a bit of their personality?
That's an interesting question.
It's something to think about as you venture into Arkesia. What will your journey tell you about yourself?
I guess we'll all have to find out.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Lost Ark. Until next time.
See ya!